Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain, I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, right here, AM 860, AM 930, The Answer, and FM 93.7, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe, too. Now, along the scheme of things here, we also have got everybody working on the Third Watch right now. Thanks for keeping America rolling along, which starts with our over-the-road truck drivers, the 18-wheeler drivers, the men and the women, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, and our FedEx and our UPS and our bulk mail center haulers out there, getting everything done out there, hauling your packages and your mail to wherever it needs to go, and our suicide jockeys hauling the gas and the diesel, as well as our jet fuel to wherever it needs to go, too. And hello to our Amazon warehouse people and our Amazon drivers. Thanks, Charlie. We're signing in here, checking in. He's on his way down from Atlanta to Tampa. So look forward to hearing from you when you get down here. By the way, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're on Gab. We're on Parler. And we're on Getter. We're on Truth Social. We're on Twitter as Captain's America. That's Captain's America. That's how you find us over there. And our website is simply thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That would be thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Go over there and check us out. Now, joining us from FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com, up there on the mountaintop where it might be a little breezy tonight, we've got the one and only Denise Simon. Trust me, they are not going to be outside much longer. There they go. It's just a little bit too nippy for them to be out. Sorry.
It sure is.
47 degrees with a wind, so it's doing its thing. Tomorrow, not today. Tomorrow, folks, it's going to be in the upper 30s around here. So batten down the hatches and get the heat ready. Put a few more logs on the fire or whatever it is you got to do. Okay, let's talk about our friends over at Fox and Newsmax, who have just been having an absolute field day with the news saying, I told you so, I told you so, I told you so.
Well, look. News outlets have been hammering the issue of how corrupt the Biden family is.
Yep.
It's like Biden Incorporated. Yep. And that cannot be denied. So I think a lot of the concentration should not necessarily be on the garage. That to me is just kind of minor. The concentration needs to be on the Penn Biden Center.
Mm-hmm.
And I would also, I'm very curious as to why they were moving that. Are they terminating the Penn Biden Center, which is a foreign policy think tank, whatever that can necessarily mean?
Yep.
So are they terminating it? Are they moving it to a campus? Or are they just moving the location, or are they getting rid of it altogether? That is where the concentration really ought to be. And I think that Congressman Comer, who is now head of oversight, is concentrating on that. Now, when this whole thing started, when the documents were discovered on November the 2nd, I would say be careful of that date because something tells me that's when it came to light.
Yeah.
Or it was reported to, you know, the archives. Something tells me it actually happened before then, but I'm not sure. But even so, it was just before the midterms, and they didn't tell the public. So this tells me that they knew that Comer was going to take over oversight and that the Republicans would be in power in the House and they needed to clean up their act. So that's where the cover-up began. So immediately, Biden hires or designates a lawyer to represent him in this. And the lawyer, interestingly enough, is Bob Bauer, who I think is just as dangerous and just as nefarious as Eric Holder ever thought he would be or Mark Elias ever thought he would be. Bob Bauer goes back to the Obama administration.
Yep.
He helped Biden vet, if there was such a thing, Kamala Harris for vice president. He was the one that prepared Biden's for all the presidential debates. And he is the one that Congress has to go through, any of the Republicans have to go through, if, you know, they want to have any kind of conversation. So Biden has really two gatekeepers, and one of them certainly is Bob Bauer. So for your listeners, I would look at him. Now, his wife is Anita Dunn, and she's a piece of work, too. She was the one, ladies and gentlemen, that when she was asked who are two of her favorite people in the world, one of them was Mao Zedong and the other one was Mother Teresa. So that'll kind of give you a idea of what is operating in the White House.
Okay, hold that thought, folks. You're coming right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. It is a weekend edition program. I'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere. I'm going to give Kathy a chance to take us to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's up.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey folks, Tom D. for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
You're in the right spot for tomorrow's news tonight and breaking news as it happens with retired New York Fire Rescue Captain and World Trade Center attack survivor Matt Bruce, right here on the Captain's America Third Watch.
All righty, welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch Weekend Edition. Before I get to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, I would like to tell you about Geico and Geico Insurance, who brings you this part of the program. Now, they've been saving people money for over 85 years. They're currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 26 million drivers. Now, all you got to do is go to the website, Geico, G-E-I-C-O, Geico.com. And while you're over there, take a look at what they have to offer in terms of insurance for your car, insurance for your truck. Maybe you got a motorcycle, an ATV, a boat, or an RV. You can do a cost comparison over there. But where you really, really, really save the money is when you bundle your homeowners or your renters or your condo insurance together with your car or your truck. That will save you a bunch of money if you're able to do that. So check them out. Geico, G-E-I-C-O, Geico.com. That's Geico.com. And you can also find out the name of your local agent that's over there representing your area. Go sit down, talk with the agent, or get it done on the Internet, whichever works for you. Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. All right, back to Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Good morning again, and I hope you're staying nice and warm.
Good morning. Trying to.
Got your heavy socks on your feet today. There you go.
I do.
Yeah, I'm sure you do. I do, too. Oh, gosh. All right. You know, we have a former attorney general, acting attorney general, Matt Whitaker, who I like. I'm sorry that he couldn't have stuck around. But the special counsel's investigation of Joe Biden's handling of the confidential documents could sidetrack the president's attempts to get his political agenda through Congress. What do you say about that?
Well, I would agree with that. And I think one of the best summaries was done by Kimberly Strassel over at the Wall Street Journal when she pointed out that now we have a presidential candidate and possibly a reelection candidate in Biden himself for 2024 that are both under the investigation by a special counsel. So we have a situation here where essentially the Department of Justice is already postured itself to affect the next presidential election.
Wow.
Think of it that way.
Yeah. Yeah, that is the only way you can think about it, because what you said is absolutely true. And if they actually follow the law, Biden is in bigger trouble, I think, than Donald Trump.
I do, too.
Yep. Because he shouldn't have had any of that stuff.
Well, the other interesting thing here is during the debates when Biden debated Trump, he said that he's never taken a penny of foreign money.
Yeah.
And, you know, he made the accusation that Trump had. Well, let's consider how is it that, where is it that all this Chinese money and Russian money and Ukraine money and Uzbekistan money and so forth went to the Biden family?
Yeah.
How is it that it was dispersed? Well, Hunter lived at the Wilmington home during his dark days. And that's proven because he changed his driver's license address and so forth and so on. And when he applied for credit, he used that address.
Mm-hmm.
But he also, at the time, was paying his father $50,000 a month to live there. $50,000 a month to live there.
Good God.
So is that how Joe got his money from the foreign entities? Because it was paid into Hunter, who turned around and paid it to his father. By rent? Is that a possibility? I'm just putting it out there.
I believe it's entirely possible.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. I sure do. And it's just such a shame that we have to sit here and go through all this nonsensical stuff over and over and over and over again, and we sit here.
Well, I think about that often, and I would have to say that these things have been going on, and we're just now learning about them. So you have to have these investigations, because these people need to be exposed. If they're not exposed, imagine how bad things really would be.
Right.
So when this thing comes to light, did it happen? We find out about these things.
Mm-hmm.
Is it happening because you had dozens of the FBI whistleblowers that have knocked on the door of Jim Jordan and Chuck Grassley? I would say yes.
Now, we've got a question here from our friend Uncle Rick down there in Manatee County. Hello, Uncle Rick. Hope you're doing well. He said that on yesterday, Clyde Lewis discussed the possibility of a Broken Arrow event in the link for the multinational airline grounding. Do you think that there's anything to that?
Well, I think it needs to be part of the discussion for sure. But we are being told that the issue with the grounding that we just had due to the FAA was because one single person at the FAA was putting in some software and the file was corrupt. Now, I'm very suspicious of that explanation. And the reason I'm very suspicious of that explanation is because a couple of weeks ago, there were some major issues in the state of Florida with flights.
Right.
And I think that it had nothing to do with some kind of a corrupt file update at the FAA. But when we had this grounding that happened on, Tuesday, Wednesday?
Yeah.
It started the night before. It started the night before.
Yep.
So I'm not buying that explanation, ladies and gentlemen. I'm not buying that one at all.
Okay, to be continued. I'm sure there's going to be discussions about it this weekend again.
Well, as well as there should be. And I don't think that we'll, get any kind of truth out of our transportation secretary at all, because he talks around it.
Well, he doesn't even know what he's talking about most of the time. Now, we have a situation here in Florida we should discuss for the country. Our Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is threatening pharmacies with criminal prosecution if they, in fact, provide abortion pills to patients after the Food and Drug Administration finalized a rule allowing more pharmacies to dispense, mifepristone, which is one of the two pills used in medical abortions. Florida currently bans abortions after 15 weeks. Yeah, mm-hmm. And requires patients to have the ultrasound at the licensed abortion providing the facility, that they should be counseled and wait 24 hours before anything is done. So what's going to happen here? This is a confrontation, looks like.
Well, I think the debate should actually happen. So, what we're doing here with the legislation and going state by state by state on abortion is really quite fascinating. When you compare it to the fact that you've got the Democrats this went completely unreported, but earlier this week, 210 Democrats voted against saving the life of a live birth abortion.
Yeah.
Think about that.
Yeah.
So if a baby during an abortion is born alive, they don't want to save it.
Right.
But yet you've got the Democrats out there and these woke people from schools, especially from schools, that are working to diligently to change, help students without their parents' knowledge to change their gender.
Mm-hmm.
There's something very twisted about all of this.
Yes, there is.
There's everything. There's everything twisted about it. So, I think that what Florida is doing, again, will be under consideration of other Republican governors and legislatures. And I guess it can certainly start but not end with the abortion pill.
Okay, here comes the music. Got to let you go till Monday morning. Hopefully you'll stay nice and comfy up there on the mountain.
Thank you, I hope so.
Yeah. All right, we'll talk to you on Monday.
Thank you.
All right, Denise Simon, everybody, FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com. Go over there and check out all the different things that she has to offer. And to all you that are listening this morning, stay warm. Stay warm. It's about to get really miserable down here in Florida again for two or three mornings. So give it a program. Get yourself ready. 47 degrees where I'm at. I'll be right back.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
U.S. USA News Update. The CDC and the FDA are looking into concerns the Pfizer COVID vaccine causes strokes in those 65 and older.
The CDC notes that overall the data suggests it's very unlikely there's a true clinical risk. Dr. Anthony Fauci.
I think the important thing to point out is how transparent and upfront the CDC has been.
They continue to evaluate data. I'm Dave Collins.
Engineers are developing a nasal spray that could be used to prevent the transmission of the coronavirus. According to a report by Johns Hopkins University, engineers have created a thin, thread-like strand of molecules designed to be sprayed into the nose. The newly engineered filament is called Face 2. The spray would block harmful viruses from entering the lungs, with the idea that it'll work like a sponge to absorb the virus. The sprays could effectively replace face masks. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, and it is my honor and privilege and distinct pleasure to be able to introduce the audience to General Keith Kellogg, who's seen it all as the longest-serving national security advisor during the Trump White House. And, of course, he's got this great book that came out on my birthday, October the 19th, War by Other Means. And, General Kellogg, welcome to the Captain's America.
Hey, Matt. And Matt, thanks for having me. I do appreciate it.
It is a privilege and an honor, sir, and I mean that sincerely. Now, you proved yourself recently, over the past several months, to be the leading expert regarding the recent events in Afghanistan, and you've called out the, well, you called it, the book says, muddled politics crippling America and its military today. How about if I just call it the way I see it? It's incompetence.
Yeah. It was really kind of bungled. It was a debacle coming out of Afghanistan, and it was a self-inflicted wound. It didn't have to be that way. You know, Matt, you made a comment. I was actually part of the plan into the very start because I came in after the 2015-16 campaign with the president, and he had a desire to get out of Afghanistan. You know, Afghanistan during the moniker of the graveyard of empires for a good reason. It goes back to 327 BC with Alexander the Great. He had problems with it. The Brits had problems with it. The Soviets had problems with it. Everybody's had problems with it. We knew that strategically we had to get out of there, so we came up with a plan to do it. And it was a pretty good, it wasn't a great plan, but it was a pretty good plan. It was based on conditions. Certain conditions had to be met before we withdraw. And it's all public record. They can pull it up in the Department of State website. That we came up with an agreement with the Taliban to start with their lead negotiator, a guy named Barader. And we set it in place where certain conditions had to be made before we decided to withdraw. And of course, by the president picking up the phone on the 3rd of March, mm-hmm. 2 days after we came up with the agreement, and he was told Barader quite clearly this is what is going to happen with the full weight of the United States if you don't meet the conditions of us allowed to withdraw. And we had those things pretty well in place. And then Biden comes in and he just says, no conditions, I'm just going to leave on the 31st of August. He leaves, and it didn't have to be that way. And just not me talking, Matt. It's, you know, Pence, my former Vice President Pence has said that, mm-hmm. former Secretary Pompeo said it, O'Brien, the former NSA has said it, John Ratcliffe, the DNI has said it. We've all said the same thing. If you just followed the darn plan, we would have gotten out in good order, and with that place would still be relatively, you know, relatively peaceful. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, sir, you know and I know we never leave anyone behind. Now, that applies to the military. That applies to the police department. That applies to the fire service, where I spent 25 years and got caught up at the World Trade Center on September 11, 2001. And people kept saying, why are you guys coming back? Why are you guys coming back when we were going through the rubble? I said, because we don't leave anyone behind. Period. And when Biden did that, he will never live that down. As long as I live and any other God-fearing American flag-waving individual, he will never live that down. We will not let him remember that or forget that.
Yeah, you know, Matt, it's interesting. A lot of people probably don't realize you and I are Vietnam veterans. That was our policy in Vietnam. You never leave anybody behind.
Right.
You make fight all the way to the end to make sure you get your people out there. And we deliberately did that. I mean, we knew we left people behind. He knew it. And I'm stunned that we actually did it, and the military basically said, oh, okay. We had a chance not to do that because the Taliban actually said, well, you can push out the perimeter and, you know, control Kabul to make sure you got people out of there, and we didn't do it. We should have done it. If it was me, I would have expanded the perimeter, and I would have told the Taliban, you know, we're going to leave maybe in September, October, November, December, when we get everybody out. Once everybody's accounted for,
sure.
Come home. But you never leave an American behind. And then knowingly leaving them behind was really criminal. And then leaving people like the allies that we had there that served with us that had special immigrant visas behind as well, it's just stunning to me that actually happened. I'll tell you, Madison, it wasn't part of my DNA.
Yeah. No, nobody that I know either. My father's rolling over in his grave. He was with the 82nd Airborne at D-Day. And, of course, you know what happened to those guys when they jumped behind enemy lines. And my father would be rolling over in his grave right now because he told me, he says, the things we had to do to retrieve our dead was unbelievable. And I know him. I know what he's saying is true. But, General, I'm going to move on here a little bit because we do want to talk about some other things here. COVID has played a major part in what's going on with our military today and the way that we've had to operate. And a lot of people just shake their heads because now we're finding out that we haven't been told the truth to, imagine that, by little Dr. Fauci and his cojones. This whole thing has been contrived and just stretched out and all that. And you know, again, if we weren't mad before, we're mad as hell now.
Yeah, you know, I was on a coronavirus task force from the very start with Vice President Pence. And situation when Tony Fauci was there. You know, Tony Fauci, he self-described himself. You know, remember, he's the guy who's told all of us in the room one time, he said, well, you know, I'm the skunk at the garden party. God, he was right.
You're right.
You know, We had seven doctors in that task force going forward, and they all gave pretty good, for the most part, pretty good advice. But Tony was always, there was always something hidden about him. And now we find out that he was actually involved in, it all depends on terminology, and he kind of understood about the gain of function work that was going on with the coronavirus, the bat viruses there, and the Wuhan Institute of Virology. Because I've been a big believer all along, Matt, that the best case was an inadvertent release of a potential bioweapon that came out of that lab, came out of Wuhan, and transmitted to us. And he's a little bit culpable for that. And he's been, Senator Rand Paul has been hitting pretty hard on it, which I think is good. And I think Tony was a little bit duplicitous on talking about what happened with the virus. And he was one of the fear mongers. I mean, I remember one time sitting in the Situation Room, and Jared Kushner, the son-in-law of the president, stood up and he stared, you know, and I'll use a different word. Said, "You're scaring the heck out of Americans." He didn't use the word heck.
Yeah.
And said, "Look, you know, stop saying what you're saying. Be positive about America, not negative about America." But you know, I don't have a lot of confidence in Tony, and I think he misled the president and the vice president. I think he's misled America, too.
Mm-hmm. I agree with you. And, folks, I'm talking to General Keith Kellogg. His highly anticipated book is now out, War by Other Means. You can get it, I would assume, at most of the bookstores around and other places, too. Is that right, sir?
You can. Yes, you can. That's true.
All right. Now, COVID, we had Operation Warp Speed. We had the military get involved in that. They expedited things along, which was tremendous. And, again, you know, kudos to the military for getting the job done, because without them, we would not be sitting where we are today.
Yeah, you know, we actually divided Warp Speed into two parts. One was the vaccine part. That was under Slowey, Dr. Slowey, who basically, we developed, you know, three vaccines in record time, historically record time. And when people, here's something as a data point. Today in the world, there's really only six vaccines. Three of them are, one's a Brit, one called AstraZeneca. The fifth one is called Sinovac, which is the Chinese, which nobody wants. And the sixth one is called Sputnik, which is the Russian vaccine nobody wants. Three of the four vaccines are made by the United States in under a year, which is record time. And both the Pfizer and the Moderna and the J&J vaccines, it's incredible. The second part of it, we put the distribution under a guy named Gus Perna, who was an Army four-star, came out of the Army Materiel Command, mm-hmm. and he developed a distribution plan, which was really pretty darn good. He developed a software program called Tiberius. We got it out there down to zip code level. So when people say, well, we need to put the military in charge, we did. Gus was in charge of the distribution. And on Inauguration Day this year of 2021, We shot 1 million people that day. So we had both the medical side with Moncef Slowey doing well and the distribution side under Gus Perna, and we combined them. And I think Operation Warp Speed will go down when the history is written is a pretty darn good thing. And by the way, that was driven almost exclusively by Donald Trump because he understood business, he understood distribution, and we also operated in what we affectionately call Trump time, which mm-hmm. means commission, you had to get it done the day before yesterday.
General Kellogg, I want to talk a little bit about North Korea and Russia. Let's start with North Korea first. I know Kim is sitting over there trying to get more beans and potatoes and rice and maybe a few steaks along the way, fires a missile up in the air every now and then, goes, "Oh, look at me, big North Korea." All right, well, we're going to continue this interview on Monday morning with the general because it's a two-part interview. And I played the first part of it again because a lot of it still holds true today as to when I recorded that about 2 months ago. And that's why I got it out there the way I did. And I hope that you'll listen Monday morning. I know a lot of you will because we'll be talking about it here in the program. In the meantime, more coming your way on the Captain's America Third Watch final segment for the weekend edition.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. GCNfood.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
In the overnights, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
All right, welcome back, everybody, to the final segment for the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. It's been a great week. We've had a lot of great news stories, a lot of great guests, a lot of great conversations with our callers during the week, and appreciate that. We'll tell you more about us here in a minute after I remind you that this final segment is brought to you by our friends at Moss Family Automotive. Now, Moss is spelled M-A-U-S. And, of course, they have got the Nissan dealerships and an Acura dealership as well. You can find them in Crystal River. You can find them in Newport Richey, the 1954 flagship store. You can find them side-by-side on Florida Avenue in Tampa, Nissan and Acura right there. And you can also find them at the all-new, brand-spanking-new facility in Brooksville, right there on State Route 50, just before you get to the Suncoast Parkway, the toll road. It's right there on the south side of the road, about 100 yards in from the exit ramp. Can't miss it. So stop by, check them out, and remember this. Moss Nissan and Moss Family Automotive and Moss Acura is the exclusive home of the You Serve, You Save program. We're all active-duty military, all veterans, and all first responders, whether you're an EMT, a firefighter, or a police officer, and church pastors, too, get a great deal offered to you. And you also get moss care for the life of the vehicle, which is free oil changes and free tire rotations, all extremely important to keeping your vehicle in tip-top shape. Check them out, Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com, Moss, FamilyAutomotive.com, Moss, Acura.com. Check them out online. Get a lot of people to come down here from out of state to buy, too, because they can't get the deals that they get here. Now, today, at 9 a.m., I will be over at the Largo Event Center. Now, that used to be the Midreg Hall, located at 6340 126th Avenue North, just on the west side of U.S. 19, halfway between Ulmerton and Roosevelt. Great place, great people. That's Two Guys Gun Show. Now, they don't just have guns there. They've got knives, a large selection of knives. They've got a large selection of camping supplies and different things for the outdoorsman. Fishing poles, you'll find them there. Bows and arrows, you'll find them there. You'll find all types of things to go along with your outdoor life. And you'll find some things for the arts and crafts people amongst, too, there in your family that might want to see what they got to offer. So all of that is there. Again, I'll be there today from 9 to 3, Largo Event Center, 6340 126th Avenue North in Largo. And check them out. See what they have to offer. You just never know what you're going to walk into at a Two Guys Gun Show. You just never know. And it's always, usually, most of the time when I've seen it, to your advantage. Now, finally cornered by the media over a scandal the White House hid before the midterms, Joe Biden has claimed that he takes security seriously for classified material. Well, my question is, Joe, just how seriously? After the Department of Justice disclosed that Biden had kept classified documents in his garage, Biden told the media that it was every bit as safe as his Corvette. Okay. I didn't see anybody lock the garage when they opened the door the other day to get the Corvette out and show it to everybody. Just me. Just me. Now, the Corvette standard had until Thursday been applied by the media. But after Merrick Garland appointed a special counsel and detailed how the White House would or had slow-rolled the news of Biden's violations of the Espionage Act, that standard began to change. Now, earlier reporting had been framed almost entirely around the usual Republicans pounce-type narrative. But afterwards, media outlets began to grudgingly note that the scandal was at least the same class as the one hyped up about Donald Trump, and that Biden and his team had hidden it until well after the midterms. That's not a Corvette standard, folks. It's a political car wreck entirely of Biden's own makings. Think about that for a minute and then get back to me. Think about that for just a minute and then get back to me. By the way, the White House, Frenchie yesterday, what an embarrassment she is for the country. What an embarrassment to stand up there. Oh, okay, look at my notes. Oh, look, if it's on my... Oh, it's on my... Oh, what an embarrassment. But the White House blames the National Archives for Biden's classified document scandal. Really? Look no further than yourself, Joe. Panic time? Yeah, there's panic, all right. Joe has already admitted his guilt in this publicly that he'd done this and he didn't realize that it wasn't right, this, that, and the other. The Oversight Committee confirms that Hunter's driver's license is Joe's home where the classified docs are stashed. And Janet Yellen, not to be outdone, said the U.S. will hit our debt limit next week and extraordinary measures will have to be done to prevent default. By the way, Tesla, want to buy a Tesla? Now's the time to do it. They cut their prices again in the U.S. to promote sales after a poor year-end delivery on the Teslas. Now they got them and nobody wants them. So now's the time to go check them out and see if you can wheel or deal an electric car if that's what you want. I don't. I wouldn't recommend it, but that's just me. And Jim Banks, congressman from Indiana, has announced his intention to form the new anti-woke caucus. Way to go, Jim. And before I get to the caller, the California ski resorts out there in the mountains are now buried in the snow. You ready for this? 300. That's 300. 300. 300 inches of snow over the last series of storms that have come in. 300 inches of snow. Do the math. Do the math. Okay, I don't know if I'm going to be able to do this, but let me see if I can get this to play. Yesterday I didn't really want to do it, so let's see if I get it today. I might. But we're going to see if we can do this. Here we go.
Time now for 60 Seconds with Todd. Take it away, Todd.
Let's get down to business, ladies and gentlemen. As a great Rush Limbaugh would say, nothing's been said unless I say it. Ditto. Okay? The bottom line is this. Barr hates Trump. Okay? Emmett Garland hates Trump. Joe Biden took $67 million from China. He should be fired. If I was the Speaker of the House, if I was McCarthy, not only would I would have given that $6 billion cashier's check back to Soros, I would have never taken it in the first place. That's number one. Number two, I would be out there with the new House Republicans saying the guy's compromised. He's a sellout to China. He's got to be fired freaking immediately, and he's a national security risk. That's number two. You think anything's going to happen with Barr and these clowns? Let me tell you, I can save the American taxpayers millions of dollars again that you wasted on Mueller. I would say this. Biden, you're fired, okay, and Trump, you're exonerated. Trying to blame Trump for January 6th is like blaming the parents of the unholy piece of crap that ran over 63 people in Wisconsin. No, that guy should be hung for sure and executed off the earth in Wisconsin. I don't care. There's no death penalty. There should be a death penalty. Okay, it's a disgrace to this country what's happening. Joe Biden is a sellout and he should be fired freaking immediately. And nothing's gonna happen. And let me tell you, fake Republican McCarthy, I got no. I don't want to hear from Joe Biden on the State of the Union. The guy should be fired. He's a sellout to the.
Say goodnight, Todd.
Say goodnight, nurse. Okay, and tough.
All right, computer, cut him off. When that happens, 60 Seconds with Todd, I have the thing set here, and it's set for to do what it does. But anyway, I'll be over today at the gun show, Two Guys Gun Show in Largo, at the Largo Event Center. If you want to stop on over there, 126th Avenue North, just west, halfway between Almerton and Roosevelt, just west about one block. You go to the stop sign, you see the building right there on your left if you're going west. If you're going right and coming the other way, it'll be on your right at that stop sign at 126th. But anyway, it's going to be a great day. It's going to be a little nippy. You want to make sure you got your woolies on today, 47 degrees. Tomorrow it's going to be about 10 degrees colder this time of the morning. Good Lord. Oh, welcome to Nome, Alaska. Ha-ha. All righty. I'm glad it doesn't stay this way very often. Hope you guys all have a great time today. Enjoy the football game. It'll be a great weekend. God bless America. Remember, it's all about America here. All about America on the Captain's America. See you Monday morning.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.